Welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World, or go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it's the third Sunday of the month, so it's behavior training and healing questions with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones, and basic psychic stuff, feng shui, astrology, private or personal readings, whatever you want with Natasha Venter. Phone lines are open for the rest of the show, and we'd be delighted to hear from you. Questions for either one of us, or somebody you want to communicate with. Local number 425-373-5527. It's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And we closed out the last hour in the middle of a conversation with Marjorie in Seattle. We're talking about her kitties, Samson and Raven. We've got some inappropriate urination going on. So Marjorie, welcome back to Animal World. Are you still with us?
Yep, thanks.
All righty. So, Natasha, did you have any insight over the top of the hour on your love training? Did anything come through?
Well, I'm getting that there's an energy in your house, and it's got a masculine energy to it. I'm getting that there has this story. So going into this, that it could be a residue from, you know, the from people who've been in the place before you. type of thing too.
Let me ask you, timing wise, Natasha and Marjorie, didn't you say that the first time this happened was last November?
Yes.
Okay, and then there's three times since then. So
So what was happening
Natasha,
in your life in
right? So
November?
I want to take you. So look, go back there to November, Natasha. Are you seeing maybe before November there wasn't anything there, and now there is something there? Or
Yeah,
well,
I'm
so.
getting that there's something that shifted in your life right about that time too. There was
All
something
right.
that I'm getting, I'm checking in with your worry, that there's this conscious worriness that you're having. Because there was a
Look, I
big shift
don't.
in our planet right then too. There was a huge shift in our planet right then.
I just had lots of phone arguments with a friend of mine who lives in Lake Wenatchee about politics.
There you go, and there's the anger.
He's a Trumper, and I definitely am not, and nothing will change his mind. And I just should keep my mouth shut, but I couldn't. And then finally,
Oh, honey, just
about
join the party. Come on. Oh, hugs all
a month
around,
ago,
Marjorie.
about a month
And
ago, I said, I just.
and this is the thing though that sometimes that I've witnessed is that sometimes when there's that key moment when things start, and there's that masculine energy that I was probably feeling that came in and sat in your chair in your couch that and what does Mr. T represent? That nasty uncle that kind of comes into our house and wants to rile up things, right? Okay, so metaphorically, whatever you want to read with this, I'm right or wrong. I'm kind of just riding the ride right now with where I'm going with this energy field. So, but the thing is, though, with cats, a lot of times when they mark once, that scent is hard to get out. And then that starts the ball starting to happen again. And you have to get the cat distracted from it. You have to get your cat, shifted from it, if that makes any sense. And that's what I'm kind of getting is that there's this, and then what has come into your life again that has re-triggered some of those things? Like we've got a lot of distractions out there that are creating a lot of panic, disharmony, worry, a lot of that masculine energy that can be represented again.
No,
Yeah,
I
because
often.
I pulled a couple of cards, and
Oh.
one was like I love this card. I actually really love this card because it's about endings. So I got the death card and the frog. So the death card is about endings, and which always creates new beginnings. And then the frog came right after, which means about emotions and about story. And then there was the disruption, and then there's the communication, time to communicate. And then there's the trust was the last card. So it was kind of an interesting little ride of what, because I needed to get an outside opinion on what I was feeling, So there's something that in your life that's trying to create an ending of this old story, these old emotions that, it's like the more we feed into something, the more we that it creates a life, and that's the emotional base. So how can you just How can you separate yourself from the distractions out there? How can you separate from that old story of like even that argument that you had with him, your friend about, Mr. T that, it's, that stirred up a lot of like things. And then what did that stir up of an old story in you that needed to pass out or to go away, of things? Does that make
Well,
sense?
I don't know about an old story, but I just know about all the emotion of, I just
yeah.
decided a month ago I couldn't talk to him. I said, I just can't talk to you for a while because it's, every time I do, I just think of how
Yeah,
irrational your
and we,
politics
you
are.
know, and I'll tell you, Marjorie, I can sure relate because I'm having to do the same thing. You know, it's very hard to just to watch our government and consequently our country being destroyed right in front of us, plain as day, and so many don't get it. And our and the cruelty and the anger and the selfishness and the greed and all is that now it all has to happen because it's just so out of bounds, but it's really hard to happen. And so what we have to deal with, Marjorie, you need to understand that anger is an energy. You know, emotions are energies.
And it sits on the couch sometimes.
Right. And they stay in our body, okay, unless we move it out. And so our animals process and reflect back usually the suppressed negative energy. So I would say you're trying to be a good human and not direct that energy at this guy or anybody else. But consequently, that means you got a lot of it hanging on inside.
Yeah.
So I'm having to make myself go back to my old tools. How do you responsibly process anger? You got to know there's nothing wrong with anger, but you don't want
to
direct it at somebody, because when you direct it at something or something, it goes there and it hurts that individual or situation. And it hurts you, because the bottom line is karmic, and what you put out, you get back tenfold. So anything you direct out, you get back tenfold. So you don't want to be doing that. So what do? You don't want to be stuffing and suppressing it. So a really good way to release anger, well, you can do things like chop wood, you know, here I want it, and that sort of thing, and yell and stuff when you're doing, but you can get it out with writing. So you can take, you know, get a pad paper and go sit in the bathroom or go outside. You don't want to be with your animals when you do this. And then you just write it all out, you know, and all this, I just can't stand out like this guy. And why don't these people wake up, and yada, 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 yada. And you put it into the paper, and you can use whatever language you want, and spelling and punctuation doesn't matter. It's okay with God. And when you get done with the writing, you know, usually, you know, 10 to 20 minutes, you write, write, write. And when you're done, don't go back and reread it, or you start it over again. And then you just rip it up and burn it, bless it, flush it, release it. And so you do some writing for a while to get it out. And so I think you might want to do a little homework project on, and maybe, Marjorie, you and I can subtly support each other behind the scenes, that we're going to move out this anger, because we don't need to keep it in our bodies. Now, and if you do, then you may find that that stops the problem. But you also may find it goes away for a long time, and then all of a sudden it happens again. Then you have a check on, am I mad again? Am I stuffing stuff? Oh, yeah, there it is. Sometimes there are little flags and rudders to let us know how we're doing.
And your cat being the masculine male, you know, scenario. So go towards that energy field. And I picked up a masculine energy field, you know, of, and that's the thing, is I understand energy, that, you know, that they're, you know, if somebody's in frustration and anger, that can create an energy that sits around us. Does that make sense? You know, that we can create an energy field, and that's what energy is. You know, it's the wind
Does
starts
she need
blowing.
To be clear in her house, Natasha? Like
I was getting
smudging
that.
Or something
yeah,
like that? What
getting,
do you
I
think?
I smudged myself before I started the show, matter of factly, and I went walked around and I smudged my house. So, yeah, it wouldn't hurt to smudge.
Do you know how to do house clearings like that, Marjorie?
No.
Okay, so what you do is... and give me a 15-minute phone call. I give a 15-minute free phone call. Give me a phone call, Marjorie, and I'll guide you through that, okay?
Oh, okay, cool. That'd be great.
Okay.
So Marjorie can call you after the show sometime.
Yeah, because I want to help you do it safely. And you know, it's like, you know, I can tell you go out and get some sage, get a shell, and burn it. But, you know, there's something that's going on. I even smudged my dog this morning because she was off last night.
Yeah, because doing clearing is important. That's reminding me I'm behind on clearing my house. I need to do that too.
Yeah.
Now, have you got something to write with Marjorie so we can give you Natasha's phone number?
Yes, I do.
360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
Okay, got it. I'll call.
And she's at intuitiveclarifications.com is her website. And in Natasha Venter IC is the YouTube channel. But you want Marjorie to give you a call.
Tomorrow, if you can give
now,
me a call.
Now, did you
tomorrow.
Say, Natasha, did you say you do a free 15 minutes for anybody?
I do.
Well, you want to tell everybody? You want to give yourself a little plug here? And that way you can give your number out again. And can all of us call you now? And...
Yeah,
Anybody can. Okay,
and
cool.
I it's more of a it, you know, I put it on my website, 15-minute free consultation to see if I'm a good fit for you
Okay,
and to see
cool.
if it
That's
would be
excellent.
a good work. And then there's sometimes there's an intuition that comes out, but I want to give you that. But I just pulled some more cards and the Fire Fairy came up. So that means that some kind of clearing could be a benefit for you. And it wouldn't hurt. And then what you need to do is if you can even take that couch out, that one place where it keeps happening, and you just gotta douse it, you gotta get it aired out, you gotta get it, neutralized somehow.
Okay, now my favorite odor neutralizer for this kind of stuff and cat urine is anti-icky poo. Now, I don't know, are you able
Okay.
to tune into the energy of anti-icky poo? Natasha, I can't tell you how much any furnitures and rugs we've saved with anti-icky poo. It's miraculous stuff. Are you
Yeah,
familiar
that
with the product, Marjorie?
I've heard of it. I don't have it, but I've
It's
heard of it,
made by a
yeah.
company called Mr. Max. You can find it in some pet stores. Some vets have it. You should be able to search and find anti-icky poo.
Okay.
And then I just pour it over the area and let it soak in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
don't think though it's that because after the first time this happened, he initially had peed on the newspaper and some magazines that were on top of a cat cover, and they got rid of all of that, and I did all this thorough cleaning, and then I got a waterproof cover,
Oh, good.
and
Oh, good.
good,
Good.
yay,
All right.
yay, yay, yay.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, but there's something about the residue memory for him too. So there's something about shifting up that energy field of where what's going on and what's happening.
But so you feel this is not is more related to kind of the energy in the
It's
house and what's going with
yeah.
Marjorie sort of stuff. It's not so much related to Samson and territorial issues.
I'm getting that he's also bored. So this is
Bored.
kind of like, if you want to take maybe like, there's that energy that started the domino effect, and then he got it in his mind, and now he's bored, and that's his go-to to kind of release some boredom.
Okay, well now, so Marjorie's saying that she's got him used to a cat jacket now and harness. Do you think taking him for walks is that going to help? Does
Yeah,
she need
it will
more
help.
interactive play with him? Get a DeBird or Jackson Galaxy toys and flat cat him a bunch and play with him. What does it feel like will work to counter that boredom?
Yeah, but there's also something like if he's treat orientated, I would
Oh,
almost
yeah.
like to I would toss some treats where that if he doesn't get to it, you can clean it up. But toss them around a little bit and get him thinking, get him using his nose, get him thinking about other things. Raven probably could use this too, where where you get their senses going. Animals are waking up. I cannot tell you how much animals are waking up. They are really waking up, and so they need to get this other senses going in them.
So you're saying
They need
maybe
their
hiding some treats around the house for them to look for and that kind of stuff.
yeah.
And the other thing too in the cat world, Marjorie, the restaurant, the toilet, and the bedroom, they're three different places. So you could sprinkle just a few little like dry cat treats on the couch, over that, so that if he goes there's always a little treat there.
Yeah.
And that can shift their thinking
Their
a bit.
mindset. 'Cause I get
Oh.
that he's got a little bit, animals kind of get into a rhythm, it's like, and
Creatures
it,
of
you have,
habit.
yeah, exactly. So you have to almost shift that understanding. I did it once there. Why can't I do it again? Type of moment, and I like that idea of putting treats or something that he likes on that spot.
Yeah, because see, then it becomes the restaurant, so it can't be the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, and then I think we did we find it last week? Did we say how many cat boxes do you have?
I've got three.
Okay,
And
yeah,
I
because you need
can't
one
no, you
per
have
cat
plenty
plus
today.
one, and you don't want lids or liners.
No.
The according to all the only research I know about, the biggest reasons cat don't use boxes are they're not big enough, they're not clean enough, they're not convenient and safe. But I think you said you're scooping and stirring every day, or
Yeah,
twice a day.
I'm taken care of.
Yeah,
And
no, I'm not
that.
getting that you're being any there's it's not about you personally, but
And
it
you're
is
not
about
seeing any change in count boxes or structure or anything. That's
no.
not okay. But boredom. So we got to get some good
Yeah.
interactive play going on. Flat catting. We'll hide some treats, but then make sure that we drop treats on that couch a lot, so that whenever they go to that couch, oh boy, there's a treat there. So we turn that into a restaurant. Now, Marjorie, you said you also, wanted to talk to me too. Was there anything specific you wanted to know from me,
Well,
or we?
not about the urinations, about when I go outside. I just have a little anxiety about taking Samson outside because when he has escaped, I mean, he'll be on the harness, and I mean, he'll have the leash. I just hope he doesn't try to jump up on the fence and I don't get him and he gets caught and then he goes over the edge
Don't
and he
think
gets
it. Don't
caught.
think it. Don't think it. Put
Yeah,
your.
because they get the pictures, so you don't want
Yeah.
to worry
So
about that.
you want to be
But
have him smelling, walking around the bush, smelling, picture, take your anxiety and do what you want him to do so that, that directs that energy
yeah,
field.
I'm remembering when I would when I the when at a time in my life when I walked my cats a lot. Okay, I'd have them on their metropolitan walking harnesses, I think, and then and I would use a little retractable leash connected to the harness. Okay, and when I would walk with them, I'd coach them when we're walking, and imagining it in my mind, but saying, "Go around the bush, get away from the fence." Away from the fence, go around this, go around that, and as you're saying it, you imagine it in your mind. Now, the pictures come in through the right brain, and the right brain doesn't accept negatives. So if you're going towards the fence and you tell him, don't get on the fence, in the picture he gets, there's no don't, so the picture says, get on the fence. All right? So be sure you tell him what you want. Stay away from the
Okay.
fence. But if you have a little retractable leash on him, as you approach that fence area, you tell him, stay away from the fence, and then push the button and lock it so he can't get close enough to jump on it. Okay? You just manage where you take him and you coach him as you're walking to tell him where to go and not to go. I found it works really wonderful.
Okay.
Does
Sounds
that
good.
help you a bit with that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So
I feel a little more
remembering that
confident.
if your brain, because the brain loves to go into drama, the brain
Thought directs
loves
energy.
exactly that just automatically, even though it pops in your head, don't go up there, go to like turn your head and look at something different. Turn your understandings to something different so
Okay,
that
let's
you
go this
distract.
way. Let's go this way.
Yeah, exactly. So
Okay.
like I was telling a friend the other day, it's like she says, I go into my rabbit holes and I go, then do some, make a plan B, make a plan C. Start going, making your brain think of other things than just the one thing. Brains are amazing. They love to bring in drama.
Okay. Anything else, Marjorie, you need to know from us?
No, I think this is all good information for me to put into action.
And I
Okay, and
hope it
then
helps
you.
somebody else.
All right. And you've got Natasha's phone number, and all you out there know that Natasha does a free 15 minutes to see if you're a good fit. For her to read for you and that sort of thing. So, Marjorie, you're going to call Natasha after the show sometime so that she can help you with the clearing. And we'll
Yeah,
see how
okay.
you do. And then I'd suggest call back in second Sunday so we can get Rasmus and Reset, on these guys again and check in with the energy that way. And then you can certainly check back in with Natasha and I on the third Sunday. And we'll see how it's going.
And
Okay,
if you Marjorie, if you text me first, and tomorrow would be better.
tomorrow would be
Okay,
better
I'll
than
do that.
today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you
Excellent.
so
Great.
much.
All right. Good
Oh,
luck,
you're a
Marjorie.
blessing.
All right.
Thank
God
you.
bless. Bye
Thank
bye.
you.
All right. So we have open lines. And if you would like to chat with me and Natasha, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-888-888-888. 298-5569. And before he can stomp around, we better get take care of those advertisers. And then anybody, if you want to get in line, we're happy to take your phone calls. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Natasha Venter is here, and phone lines are open. And if you need intuitive clarification from Natasha, or if you got behavior training and healing questions for me, just pick up your phone. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Now, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen again. And just so you know, in his little world, it has kind of collapsed. Apparently, whoever was hosting his website for all these years went out of business. No warning, just boom, website completely gone. So, fortunately, Nell's wife, whose name is also Martha, has some technical skills unlike this Martha, and apparently has made websites in the past and stuff. And so they're working feverishly to build a website back, get everything working, which they hope to have done sometime this week. In the meantime, Dr. Nels is still available, of course, to work with you or your animal friends, pure remotely or via Zoom or on the phone, and all you got to do is give him a call. He's keeping his phone with him. If he doesn't answer, you know, he might be talking to somebody else. He'll call you right back. So write down Dr. Nell's number because you can always reach him by phone. His number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003, and use that for contact if you don't get anything when you type in the website. Alrighty then, and you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you know, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, looks like we can do a little catching up here. I'm just going to tell you that I'm still relatively happy camper in the animal TV department, because that I was not happy when they stopped the Jackson Galaxy Mike Cat from Hell marathons on Saturdays that they've been doing for weeks. And boy, did that keep me happy for a long time. But I've also found out now you can go to the website animalplanet.com/Jackson Galaxy, and you can watch all of the episodes of all of the seasons of the show. So you can get a lot of good education that way. Now, what they're running on Saturday evenings now, my other favorite show, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, best vet on the planet. I love, love, love Dr. Jeff, and I could watch him forever as well. They're doing a little something weird, you guys, and they're doing Dr. Jeff Marathon on Saturday, starts in the later afternoon, goes through the evening, but then at 9 o'clock, they've thrown in a new show, and it's like Snakes, and it's this goofy lady. She's kind of goofy, and it's the show's all about snakes. She captures snakes and saves snakes and all that sort of stuff. And I have to say, I started to watch it a little bit a week ago, and I like snakes, but I was disappointed I didn't get to see Dr. Jeff for an hour, so I changed channel for an hour. Anyway, this last night I did watch a little bit, and I was quite in it. She certainly loves snakes. Got to give her that. And it was quite interesting, and I learned quite a bit in watching it. I don't know. And then they go back to Dr. Jeff at 10. So Dr. Jeff marathons on Saturdays, and you can watch the snakes if you like them. I did learn. I did learn stuff, and she is goofy. All righty. So that's kind of the animal TV department. Now, Natasha, I only know about this because he sent out some warning ahead of time for us show stuff. But Nathan's got a birthday coming up.
I do every year. That's not a surprise.
Yeah, it's funny how those things happen. And there's a big trip planned. Let's see how psychic Natasha is. Where do you think Nathan's going to celebrate his birthday?
See his girl.
Pardon me?
See his girl.
Well, where is that girl?
Flying over there, right?
Yes.
Gotta fly there.
Yes.
All right, so
I was gonna say it's over the water. I didn't get the words out.
He's making all these sounds. She's flying.
You're pointing up in the air, but eventually that point up will start pointing down again.
You have to go for a while.
All right, yes. So I would see. Nathan and I haven't had time to catch up. I mean, he's out stomping around so much, that I'm. He's left Aunt Martha out of the picture a little bit here sometimes.
Well, we talked about it a little bit once we had Natasha on last time,
I'm thinking the canoodling is going on again between and the Philippines. Okay, and so tell us all about it. What have you got planned, and what the heck is going on?
Well, to skip
catch
over a little
up.
Bit of time, because it has been a while since my last trip there. Well, of course, with
how long ago was it when you went? You went for a couple
about
of weeks,
about a year
didn't
and
you?
A half ago. I
year
went
and a
back.
Half. Yeah, it was in the fall too, wasn't it?
It was actually in the fall. For her birthday, so now it's time for my birthday.
Okay. All right.
Birthdays are a big deal out there, and now I get to experience that myself. But in between that, with the purchase of the condo, a lot of stuff going on in my life. The relationship went, a little bit to the side for while I figured stuff out and stuff like that. But eventually ended up working our way back together. And once
you had to clean
started,
out your relationship
yes,
closet.
I did. Okay. And, moving and becoming more independent as well. Just, figure myself out as well.
Yeah, let's step up.
But now you're back to canoodling.
Things are settled down. And yes, Sophia
and
the Philippines.
And still Fia, mm-hmm. right? Fia. So, okay. And so we've got something to look forward to. So you're going to go down there for what, a couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks, end of September into October. So I'll be going out there to celebrate my birthday.
And I think that you should have a fabulous trip because you've been there before.
I have.
And so it's not like you're meeting for the first time. You've done a whole lot of emotional and relationship homework in between and all of that. So I don't know. I'm thinking that there could be great things happening here. What do you think, Natasha? How does it feel?
It feels pretty good.
Instead of everything being all brand new, it's all familiar and know exactly what to expect.
You both had a chance to do some deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's done some, I don't want to call it, the better word for it is maturing, for lack of, you know. And I get that we can mature at any point in time, right? It's not a moment, but sometimes there's just this, you know, inner moments that we have to kind of, I always picture relationships like the DNA strand, you know, and if you look at it in a picture, it goes away and then it comes back together again and it goes away. There's in any relationship we have, I don't care if it's with an animal to people, that we have to have that time away to kind of do that inner growth, that inner insight, those inner plans, those inner you know, those inner thoughts that we get into that aren't distracted. And then we come back together with the ones that we're meant to be with. You know, for that time. And then we go back out and we do some inner growth again. And, you know, after 34 years of marriage, it's a do 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 do.
Well, there's two sides of everything. And in order to see one side clearly, sometimes you got to see the other side too.
Exactly. So. And that's that whole point of sometimes you have to, you know, because both strands, you know, they do mirror each other. And that's what relationships are about, is how does this mirror in my life? And you know, it's that coming back together again, because sometimes you get a different perspective when you have a few moments away from somebody. You're not in the depths of a deep conversation. You get a chance to think about it, or you those kinds of things. So,
right.
Congratulations.
But those tickets are officially booked, so it is happening. It's not like it's just something that's being worked on. It is happening.
Yay. Yeah.
No. Is Bigfoot going to the Philippines, or is Bigfoot's job over by then?
Well, we'll see what it's like, you know, trying to have to deal with the customs and stuff. That might be a little bit too much.
But I'm trying to. I'm spacing.
I also
got to
pack
season.
My bags. It'll still takes up a lot of space too.
There'll still be baseball.
I,
going yeah.
I got to pack for 2 weeks, and then a whole Bigfoot suit on top of that. That's like easily. Yeah. A week's worth of packing just in the size of that suit alone.
But will baseball season still be happening by then?
That is something I've been wondering about, is because as we talked earlier in the show about the Mariners, you know, doing good enough to make the playoffs. Well, what if they, you know, make it far enough into the playoffs where they have a scheduled Sunday home game at T-Mobile Park? Would they need the Bigfoot to be stomping around there? That is the question.
But so if that were the case, then someone else would have to be Bigfoot, because you can't be Bigfoot from the Philippines.
No, not really. I mean, I might be tall enough to reach over, but still, I want my dedicated time to be, you know, focused on over there. So, yeah, they would probably have to get the Bigfoot suit and let somebody else borrow it. Or I know they have, wouldn't want to do this, but they have a cutout of Bigfoot that they could maybe bring around. We'd like to avoid that,
but you know,
at all costs,
Bigfoot.
Of course.
Bigfoot is a star being, and he just kind of goes wherever he needs to go. So maybe you can zoom in from you can't take him, but you know, it's like
like a little jumbotron. Hey, look where Bigfoot is right now.
Exactly. He decided to somewhere else.
Oh, that's funny. Well, anyway, I'm excited for you. I think you'll have a fabulous time in the Philippines this time, because I think it's going to be even a whole lot better than the first time.
Oh, definitely.
Because you know, you've been there once. And,
yeah, and then I won't have that little, you know, shock of new culture, new environments, and trying to absorb myself into that. I can already,
so you kind of know what to expect now and all of that, and you know what you'd like to see again and all of that. Yeah, yeah. And we know that you get along with everybody so it sounds just really great to me. I just think you ought to take me and Natasha in your suitcase.
Well, then
you really need two extra moms down there to help coach you, you know, because otherwise you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Oh, yep. I am aware. Got to have those moms around.
Yeah. So I think we're climbing in the suitcase. We're going with you.
But there's only room for two, so I mean, Bigfoot might have to stay home.
Yeah, we'll leave Bigfoot at home. Me and Natasha will come instead.
Yes.
And that way we can keep an eye on our Nathan and make sure they treat you properly. Oh, now you can go to Facebook, Nathan.
Yep.
And go to the Animal World Facebook page. And because I've got a hint for you, and then you're going to scroll down. Let's see. It's not. Oh, the first one is we have pigs and a chicken on a trampoline now. So we got raccoons, we got rabbits, we got deer. Now we got a pig and a chicken. Scroll down.
Okay.
And then find someone who looks at you like Roger looks at barbecue.
Oh.
And this is Roger the Golden Retriever has got his head on a cement wall looking over at the barbecue grill that's full of, you know, steak and chicken and bacon and onion. And his face is just, I mean, isn't that the sweetest face?
Looking at it like it's saying, aren't you just so beautiful?
Yeah. So if Fia looks at you like Roger's looking at the barbecue, then you're good. Isn't that cute? I just think that's the cutest picture. Because he's just, that golden is just in love with that barbecue.
I'm just looking at the way that steak and the onions kind of looks like a little Bigfoot footprint, too.
Uh-huh, that's also
coming at me as well.
All right. So that's cool. So now you have something in comparison. You know, just see how she looks. She doesn't look like Roger. Well, you better make yourself look more like steak or something.
Well, I'll keep my eye out.
All right. Good. All right. So we'll just be thinking good thoughts up until, and the trip happens, what, the end of September?
End of September into mid-October, actually.
Mid-October. Okay. All right. So we got some time to prepare. Well, I'm excited. I think it'll be great fun. Now, Natasha, never mind. I'm catching it before he starts stomping around again. We better take care. We got to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. So before we go on with our discussion, let's keep Bigfoot happy and take care of our advertisers. So stay right where you are. And by the way, you got questions for Natasha or me, pick up your phone. What's our number? Our number is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. And stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so great location, easy access, and lots of parking. And what a treat it is to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and incredible healing work. The most wonderful light chiropractic as well as the acutonics, which I think is more powerful than acupuncture. And she can do the needles if you want, but the acutonics is so much more powerful. With different frequencies of the sound and the forks and sometimes gemstones involved with the forks and so forth. And she's also she's going to get something new going and do some personal sound baths for people that you'll be able to play to do things. So, and I'll give you more details about that when I find out more. But check out Whispering Dragon Center, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes. Usually I only have to see them once to get even the worst behavior problems in dogs under control quickly and a program going forward. And I'll always give you free phone follow-up privileges after I've worked with you. And so if you want a miracle performed and your dog straightened out really fast, I'll talk to you for free over the phone. So I want you to write down my phone number and give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs. That number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Speaking to you for free on the phone, we just found out about something that Natasha does that I really didn't know that she did.
Well, I thought I told you last month.
Well, maybe you did, but Aunt Martha didn't remember. So I might, could be my fault, but anyway. So Natasha, now you can check her out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. Now she also has a YouTube channel, and that is Natasha Venter and the letters IC for intuitive clarification. Pretty simple. Natasha IC, and that's her YouTube channel. Now then, you're still doing your podcast, I think, 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Is that still correct?
On Wednesdays. It is. And I have over probably, it's going on about 1,100 videos now that I have on and most of them are like 2-minute videos, the shorts, about just what we're going through, daily inspirations. I like to be light and love for this world that we're going through right now. And you know, it's just interesting. Like, I had one little video that I did where I was getting a huge download that morning. And it was like, you know, and it was like with Rocky being gone for a little while and Mother Mary came in and she was talking about how she had to let her son go, you know, and, you know, she had to love beyond. And it was interesting how that whole conversation was about how do we love something beyond. You know, how can we let it go and let it do what it's meant to do beyond what we want it to do for us, right? That whole loving beyond. And, you know, she had to totally give, you know, she couldn't keep her son to herself. you know, and as I channel Mother Mary a lot of times, that, you know, she just can't keep, she couldn't keep him. So she had to let him be, love him beyond what she could do as a mother, and let her son do the work that he was meant to do. And I was like, oh, yeah, that, yeah, I know my cat is only a cat, but I could totally get that, the correlation with that story. You know, it was just a, it was just a moment. There was other downloads that came across that, those couple days too. So, you know, it's like,
but it sounds like there's a whole boatload of all kinds of stuff on your YouTube channel. That,
oh, it's from soup to nuts. It's about grief. It's about emotions. It's about
pretty much anything you want a little help with. You could find it in your YouTube channel, a little blurb about it or something.
Yep. And then I have my lives. So you, the tabs at the top can get you to my videos where I have playlists. I haven't caught up my playlist to put my shorts in the, at the short videos in those. But then, because YouTube changed their algorithm and how they do things. And then there's the shorts, and then there's the lives, and then there's the community, where sometimes I put, like if I've been on a show, I'll put it in the community.
So, all right. So now give us the lowdown again on what's this business that you'll talk to people for free on the phone.
Okay, so I have a free consultation to see if I'm a good fit for them, if what I, what they are going through, what they are negotiating, that, you know, I'm one that I love to be there for people, but if I'm not a good fit, I want them to go find the right person to have them do that fit. So I'll, I have,
yeah,
that.
If any of you have, you've worked for psychic readers before, you know, sometimes you connect really well and you really enjoy it. It's a good experience. And then sometimes you think, oh, we're not connected at all. This really doesn't work. But so that's what you're talking about, is that you'll do a free 15 minutes just to see how, you know, how you guys resonate with each other.
Exactly.
And cool.
And sometimes, I mean, I really try to set it up that that's not a session. But Marjorie, I want you to know that I wouldn't mind giving you that conversation. You know, it's one of those things that, and I'm just me. Sometimes it turns on and I give information, and sometimes I don't. So,
all right. So everybody get out your pen and paper and write down Natasha's number, because then you could call Natasha and set up, you know, 15 minutes and see how you guys get along. And if you like her reading style and all of that sort of thing, and then you can schedule more. But if you would like to do that, give Natasha a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
And if you'd like to set up an appointment to do that, so you know what time to call and I know what time you're calling, you can go through my website and set up an appointment for that also. I wanted to give that there's two ways you can do that.
I was just asking that question in my mind. You can sign up on the website too.
Yes.
You can call or book through the website.
Exactly. Okay. And I also do one for house blessings. You know, there's different ways that you can do, you know, I do, as you can tell in that last call, it's like I wear many hats and I have to check in with what avenue this might be coming down the pike, because like I said, animals are really, really waking up. And I really noticed, like with Rocky, where he peed, it was, you know, my creativity corner, it was where my cat before ended up peeing. And so he really, and then he ended up scratching on my wallpaper so that I can get the wallpaper getting going and that off. You know, there's things that animals are doing for us that, like, after I started clearing everything out, pulling everything back, it was like, oh, I can see why he was telling me, look here, you got to look here and do this here. And now that I've got it cleaned up, it's like, well, I'm cleaning up a lot of stuff from even cats before that I didn't realize that they had done something there because of rodents underneath our house. We live in a rural area, so we get rodents that get underneath the house. And so it was, it's kind of interesting how animals, if we allow them and you look at it, they could really talk to us about what our house needs, what we personally need, and what they personally need.
All right. Now, we're almost out of time for this hour, but I didn't want to go back just a titch for astrologically. How much longer do we have to deal with this Mercury in retrograde stuff?
It went out August 11th, so we're in the shadow effect of it.
Oh, okay,
of it
so we're
moving
out of
out.
It now. All
yes,
right.
And also too, what I've noticed is that you know Mercury's been kind of at the beginning of the year. I think I said this last month. You know that Mercury's kind of been at the beginning of the year, so that kind of tends to have a theme of working through something. But we've been going through a lot, like. Pluto being in retrograde is about those endings to new beginnings. Uranus has been going through, you know, like at one point he was in a 30-year cycle. And I'm like going, okay, I'm in my second Saturn return. The last time 30 years ago, I was in my first Saturn return. So I was doing a double Saturn return look at how my life has shifted up. How can I shift it up better? You know, that kind of thing. So there's been a lot of playing into how do we take our old story and upgrade it? How do we take our old understandings and upgrade them? How do we take what is going on in our outer world? Because Pluto is an outer world. It's an outer planet. So that's representing the outer world. How can we take those deaths of the outer concepts, those outer reactions? You know, even though we may not like what's going on, but how can we... you know, find that inner peace and make boundaries, you know, say that doesn't work for me. You know, how can we not get into the drama, trauma and the inner body anger, frustration that we can get angry without being so overwhelmed with it? How can we be boundaries without going down the rabbit hole, thinking about what did that just happen to me? You know, we can kind of negotiate moving forward in our life and see that things happen around us. And how do we kind of just say, I honor you. I love you. Thank you for showing me what you need to teach me. I have a boundary with you. No, I don't like it. So I'm going to protest. But at the same time, my house has to be peaceful. My house has to be peaceful. And how can we keep that inner peace in our house at the same time? And that means our mind, spirit, and emotions and our four walls. Yet at the same time, how can we have boundaries on the outside? You know, like there's certain times where I will not go, like there's certain stores I'm not shopping at. And there's certain things I'm not doing. That's my way of protesting in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot going on. All right. So we've got a timeout now and close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. We would love to chat with you if you want to give us a call, and you can pick up your phones anytime, 425-373-5527. We're going to roll out the love train one more time, and then when we continue in the next hour, I've got some follow-up on the birds and the bugs and that sort of thing, but oh my gosh, there is just really a whole can of worms that just opened this week in India. Related to animals and the stuff that we anyway, it's a huge can of worms. So I'll kind of fill you in on the little bit I know at this point and let you know because we're going to dive into it next week. But anyway, I'll tell you about it. So let's get ready to get on the love train and remember. You don't get dopped out. Dancing is required. You got to get up and join the love train with me, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And let's send the light, God's light, most powerful energy on the planet, love and light. Let's send it all over our country, all over the world, especially Ukraine, especially Gaza. Lots of places that need this love and light. I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little extra spiritual juice for today and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in me forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. So stay right where you are. More with me and Natasha Venter. We're here till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.